The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. And my co-host today is Alan Entine. Alan, I'm going to Alan. Oh, my God. Janet Entine.
My brother-in-law is Alan Entine. I'm going, where is he?
Oh, Alan's here. And our next guest is Alan Foley. I just got all the words confused. And Alan is the Business Development Specialist for District Council 9 of the AFL-CIO. Welcome, Alan.
Welcome. Thanks for having me.
No, it's a pleasure. This is just a conversation. But I want to start off the conversation with America is a union and unions are American. And I read this. And we're not going to go through it here. Sure. This was a great piece.
Thank you. It really was.
I mean, I realize you wrote it and you must have put it in, you know, a publication.
Yeah, that's the IUPAT Journal.
Okay.
The international level of our union.
Okay, but it really was. It was, you know.
Well, thank you.
I think we had that conversation. My partner, my work partner now, was a Local 3 guy,
right,
20 years ago.
Sure.
And he has, you know, I think he still pays his dues, to be honest with you. But he's a union guy, and just that whole, when you read this, it was like, it's the reflection, because without them, things can go to hell pretty quickly.
Yeah,
and he sees the different things that happen. He's like, John, they're making a mistake doing this. They're just throwing it down the river, and, you know, these people are going to be out. But anyway.
I think we're starting to see that now with the teachers all across the country finally standing up and, you know, demanding to be paid properly and for what their work. So
That's the important thing, and they have to stick together. Actually, maybe I should have known this, but I had a conversation with him, my partner's name is Peter, in reference to, Long Island City. And he said, Long Island City is a disgrace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that place, when I said, well, how did you know? Now, I wasn't paying attention. He says, it was nobody union. And he said, it wasn't stopped. And he says, you know, how many people, how many jobs, and then how many people were taken advantage of? Instead of giving a guy a job with a family and the pension and everything else, you took somebody off the street, maybe paid them, maybe didn't pay them, whatever you did. And he says, it only stops when the guy who's making the profits turns around and says, I want to do the right thing. And if he can squeeze a non-union guy in there
on the
weekend and nobody knows about it.
Yeah, I deal with individuals like that all the time in my job now. And, you know, someone could be getting $15, $20 an hour and they're hanging 60 stories on the side of a building putting glass in.
Right, okay.
No benefits, nothing. No health care and no job security.
Right,
you know,
right.
You decide tomorrow, you're gone, you're gone.
That's a shame.
You're risking
really
your
is.
Life for less than nothing.
Yeah. And it's not even the risking your life. I mean, it is. Don't get me wrong, but it's
the dehumanizing.
Risking the but you're risking the future of America.
Yes.
Because that $15 is not going to get you any place, and then you're going to go to the next highest bidder, which could be another country maybe someday.
Sure.
As opposed to giving a guy the money that, and I'm older, so therefore the retirement concept is important, where then you can retire. You know, not get scammed, make a living, and enjoy your senior years versus not knowing what's going on. And these poor guys have to work forever then.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But let's go back to Alan now. Okay. What is the business development specialist role?
I'm an organizer.
Okay.
Is the shorter title.
Okay.
So a union organizer. So I go up to these non-union individuals and let them know other opportunities exist. You know, and same thing with other with non-union companies as a whole, trying to sign them.
Oh, cool.
Anywhere
okay.
You can, but I tell you, working with individual workers is so rewarding. I'll never forget the first guy I helped, who's now in the union, and now him and his family have health care, and he'll retire one day. And it's a rewarding job, I got
to
say.
Now, when you go to a job site, actually, you'll see a building going, or make it a house even, whatever is going up. Mm-hmm. You'll actually approach the people on that job, or no, you have to make appointments?
No. I mean, you kind of got to, every situation
is
different, you know. Like, if there's no chance of me getting good on this job, getting a union contractor on it, then I'll just go up to the individuals and say, listen, this is what you could be making, this is what you should be earning, and I can help you get in, you know. Here's my number, call me back. But other situations, you know, if there's leverage that we have, like, say, the bank funding the project, we have pension money with, or, you know, something like that. If there's leverage, then there's another route to go.
Okay.
Right, you know. But yeah, going up to the individuals is pretty much nothing I could do with this job. Let me try and talk to this guy or this
woman. Okay.
And, yeah. So.
Now, when you go to an individual, again, if I'm asking something that you can't answer, don't ask it. So you're going to a job site. You're basically coming to court with the portfolio of stuff that the union can offer and right. why you should be in the union.
Right.
Then, well, number nine, you guys, from the building perspective, everybody could be in your union. So you're only going to, into the unions, right? You know,
District like, Council 9 represents painters, right. tapers, glaziers, metal polishers, bridge painters. So I'm a glazier by trade, but now being on staff, I represent all these trades. So I could approach any individual,
okay, okay.
any number, any of
so
those.
So you're not touching anybody electrical then?
No.
That's
no,
what I'm saying.
No,
right?
That's, yeah, that's separate.
And you would turn around and give that person a referral to the your equivalent
right,
in the electrical.
We have friends in every other trade, of course, so yeah.
And all the other trades have somebody like you?
Oh, yeah.
An outreach
yeah.
person?
They have staff, absolutely.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
No, because I didn't, honestly, I, this...
No, it's all new.
Right, I had no idea about any of this. I mean, yeah. I met you with something, and then sure. I had no idea how it happens. I thought, you know, you just wind up going into the union because that you went on the job. It's a union job, and then you join the union. I didn't realize...
Well, how I got in, I was made aware of the apprenticeship program. So
okay.
They were having an opening. I was going to Nassau Community College. I didn't know
okay.
why I was there. Right out of high school, that
That's
was
fine.
What you did. I wasn't happy about it, and I learned of this opportunity. So I waited online. You have to wait online at the apprentice school in Queens overnight because 500 people line up.
Really?
For, you know, not that many openings. And, yeah, so I filled out the application. A few months later, I got the call. Can you start tomorrow? I had to do what was best for me. I quit my job on the spot where I was at the time and, yeah, started with the union, did a four-year apprenticeship.
What were you working for at the time? Were you a glazier then?
No. I had no experience with labor.
Okay, so I can go online,
yeah.
fill out the form, and when you call me for this apprentice, I don't have to have experience in that position. You're going to teach me.
Right, right. That's
okay,
why it's a
okay.
four-year apprenticeship. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. I had no experience.
So you were doing whatever you were doing. Then
yeah,
you went.
An
okay.
office job, going to college at night.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. And, yeah, I haven't looked back since. Best decision I ever made. And at the time, it was like a leap. You know, it was
oh, yeah,
scary.
No, I agree.
You know? But, no, I have no complaints. And I've stayed involved with the union and in every way I could.
Right,
and
right.
And finally, I'm in 10 years now, and I had the opportunity to go on staff as an organizer about a year and a half ago.
Okay.
So
now you, from an organizational perspective, you don't do actual glazing, and if that's the
no,
word, if that's the word, glazing.
I say I put the tools down and put a tie on there.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but you know what? And this is so true, and that's the reason you're on the program. Mm-hmm. Things in life move forward.
Right.
And this is where you're supposed to be at this point in time. You know, I'm sure you were a great glazier, but if you can turn around and increase the number of members in the union and make the union stronger,
right.
then
right.
that's your job versus making sure that piece of glass doesn't fall out. Somebody else will do that job.
Right.
Who needs it? No, because it's what was, you know, and I'm not repeating myself, but it's what was that isn't today.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
as I'm going around and what I do now, I'm seeing it more and more. And, you know, it's something I didn't pay attention to because, you know, I'm not in union. I'm an individual. I'm a financial advisor. There's no union. That's
sure.
the point. So sometimes you don't pay attention to the things around you because there's no immediate impact
right.
Until you start hearing the stories.
Yeah.
And you hear this one. You hear that. It's like, oh, my gosh. It's just, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a... even a bigger, a broader picture, too, about, you know, the attacks on unions over the last 30, 40 years. It's really affected the entire middle class, regardless of your union or not.
Right.
When unions were at their peak years ago, that brought up the non-union price. You know, they had to stay competitive to keep their guys at the non-union shop, so they got paid more, closer to union wages. But
right.
now, you know, unions have declined in membership and now guys are making $15 an hour non-union because they kept, you know, their employers get away with it.
Now, this is a simple question. And it's just, I'm guessing, why does somebody take that $15 job? It's just that they're so desperate for the money, they'll take $15 and that's...
I guess. Honestly, I ask myself that a lot
okay.
because I never worked non-union. I don't know. But if I worked non-union any trade, I would look into the union, but knowing what I know now, obviously. But I don't know. I don't know the answer to that because it's... Why wouldn't you look into it?
I'm agreeing.
Is there a lack of knowledge about unions? Are some of these people, new to this country and perhaps are not aware of?
That's a big part of it.
Yes.
But I mean, if you have 4 years' experience, that you don't have to go through the apprenticeship. Then we have to take you in. So if you have 4 years of W-2s proving you've done the work, you can get in.
Okay, okay.
You know, but it's the lack of knowledge, like she had mentioned, I guess.
But that 4 years of knowledge is working on a job where somebody's signing off as a supervisor who's qualified to say you know what you're doing.
Right.
I mean, something along those lines.
Yeah. Your tax returns would have your occupation as a glazier, electrician, whatever.
Oh, okay.
You
okay.
Know? And yeah, if you can prove it that way with tax returns. And we can get work for you. We're not going to take you in and not have something for you.
Right. That, so that part I know, busy. That you'll get called up when there's a job and you could be off for a while and, you know, a building's going up, they needed a bunch of people.
Right.
My wife, I'm not saying where she is, 1199 came into her place, but not every place. You know, there's only pieces of it. And it's the most amazing thing because everybody wanted to do it, but certain groups were stopped. But every time 1199 does something, they immediately give it to the others. And that's what's keeping them from pushing into it. Because whether it's a raise or a benefit or something, which is almost unfair because the 1199 people are paying their dues and fighting for that. And now it's not a big chunk of the place that didn't come in. And yet, I'm going to say it was a three-year fight trying to keep them out. They didn't want, I don't know how they got into me, anything, you know, how the procedure, it might have been somebody like you walking into it, one person and got another person talking. But the quality, I mean, people are much more happier that they're there. But it was just, it was an uphill fight.
Yeah.
And then the small group that's not involved, I said that they're almost paying them off. You get a raise, they get a raise. They got better insurance, you got better. But the quality of everything has increased.
Right. Yeah, it's raised the standard for both sides.
Yeah, 100%.
Right.
You know. No, it's a shame how, you know, some of the. But we have more to talk about. Actually, we're going to get into a second. I'm familiar. No, actually, we're going to do a little early because I don't want to start a long conversation. We're ready for a break. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be back with Alan Foley in a minute. Cool. Yeah, no, just you know, I didn't get.